Thank God. Then the second number, they did a duet. Bobby Pratt, one side of the stage, one of the wings, Bert Ezard, the other wings, and the place erupted. Once that happened, then I relaxed, the sweat went, and we gave it one after that, and it was fantastic.
didn't believe what was happening. I did two features, they're both on record, with a photograph of the back of my head. And I just could not believe it. It was absolutely fantastic. And after that night, we went out on the town. We went to Birdland and Basin Street and all those places. And we were welcomed in. All the museos and all the people that ran these jazz clubs had all heard about the Ted Heath Band being at Carnegie Hall. And we were persona grata. We were invited in and made a great fuss of it. I felt like a king that night.
The late Red Price, one of whose tenor sax features was this.
And the new arrangement on the song called Perdido.
With Red Price. A review of the concert in Downbeat magazine recorded that the audience response exceeded in intensity and volume any reaction to an American band in Carnegie Hall in recent years. Imagine what those words must have meant to Ted Heath, not much more than 10 years after he'd started this band. The future leader and preserver of the Heath Band, Don Lusher, was there, and his finest moment came in the karaoke.
Thank you.
It's the third and concluding part of Listen to My Music, the story of Ted Heath. Val Heath, Sheila Tracy, Don and Diana Lusher, and programme consultant Terry Hennebury all helped to make this instalment possible. It was written by me, Russell Davis, and produced by Graham Pass on 88 to 91 FM, Radio 2 from the BBC.
The news now at 4 o'clock. This is Andrea Simmons.